Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Change my name.
We finally got the band back together.
Hi, everybody.
Man. All three of us are back.
I'm telling you, I miss me some Sam Stevie. And when I saw you today, I thought I was going to break down crying. I said, how the heck have you been?
I've been well.
And then Boss walked in and said, have you guys met before?
He did.
That was kind of snarky.
That was a nod to, is Dana going on any more vacation?
The answer is no. No.
It was a good break, and I know you had a little bit of a break yesterday, and Sam and I held the fort down, but it's good to have everybody back.
Yeah.
It's weird when we're not all here.
I don't like it when you're not here.
I don't like it when you're not here.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, now we're back.
Now that we've got that established.
All three of us are back. We're good to go.
So I knew today was an important day, but I do always sort of forget the number, and when I pulled up Facebook, it was actually Facebook that reminded me first today that Dana would not even be here
if it weren't for a swing in Emporia on the front porch.
52 years ago, baby.
What are you doing?
Hey.
Happy anniversary.
Hi, Big Juicy.
Hey, can I preface this conversation by saying, please do not give out our bank's password.
Yes, I will not give out your bank password this time the way we did several years ago.
Right.
Hoping you have changed it by now. You have been married 52 years. That's incredible, Mama.
Well, thank you, honey. Yeah, it's been a ride.
You know, I saw a picture of you guys on Facebook this morning. What a gorgeous young couple you were. Not that you're not a gorgeous older couple today, but when you guys first met, you guys were very good looking.
And very young, Mother. I need to tell everybody in our audience, you guys, when that photo was taken, and I'm going to share it right now on Facebook, when that photo was taken, you are younger than all of my children. Almost all of my children. Yeah.
Except Willow.
Skinny, too.
And what?
And skinny.
How are we celebrating today?
We're going out to eat, and then Pa's taking me to the casino.
Okay.
Oh, we're going gambling to celebrate 52 years.
Hey, it's great to hear y'all back together again.
Good to be back together. Why are you going gambling for your anniversary?
I love to gamble. I'm real lucky.
What'd she say? I'm real lucky. Okay.
The way to her heart is through my wallet.
Happy anniversary, Dad.
Slot machines, baby.
All right. We love you guys. Be good.
All right. Thanks for calling. Talk to you later.
Okay. Go win some money.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay.
They have to double down on 26 on the roulette wheel.
Clearly. They should do that, actually. That's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
Go to 26 on the roulette?
Yeah.
Double down on it because it's 52.
Terrible odds. But you know what?
Horrible odds.
52 years is a thing. That is a big deal.
That is a huge deal.
I mean, there are people I can't put up with 52 minutes. Let alone 52 years.
I'm sitting right here. I'm well aware.
Oh, 6 minutes well in. Aware. 46 to go.
Okay, so I have another little thing to throw out at you because you and I have not talked in, I mean, really, today I called you and I was like, what are you doing? Hi.
It's been a week and a half.
It's been a week and a half since we've talked. So forgive us, everyone, for the, like, I just want to vomit all of these details to you because I haven't seen you in a while. Okay. But one thing did happen today, and I sent you a video to your phone just now.
I can't play it.
It is absolutely safe to play. It's regarding the children. Oh. And speaking of marriage, I want to ask our listeners, what do you do with the height chart wall over 22 years, Scott? I have been
the old door jam.
The door jam, yeah. Height chart wall of all of the children. Then their friends, as they got older, started doing it. Then their friends' friends. I'm actually shrinking on the wall. I started out like 5'3", and now I'm like 5'2". But my mom and dad are on that wall. And today, you know, our house is for sale.
Mm-hmm.
My son came over, Jack, and he said, Mom, it's time. We need to paint over the door jam.
You know, the gal that bought my house in Roland Park.
Yeah.
I had in Maya's closet door, I would mark every year or every 6 months.
Yeah, sure.
She still has it. She never painted over it.
Well, it almost feels... what's the word I'm looking for,
Sacrilegious?
Sam?
Sacrilegious?
Yeah, to paint over it.
I mean, you're literally painting over history.
Jack came over this morning and he goes, Mom, it's time. Let's just do it together. He goes, you and I, we're going to grab a paintbrush and we're going to do it.
I don't agree with that.
No, cut it out, take it with you,
it's
and replace
drywall.
It.
Drywall. No, no, no.
Okay, everybody. Oh, what to do with the support wall with all of the kids' measurements on it? Who's up there? Oh, that's Bryson.
Bryson's up top.
Oh, my God. Look at this. All the way down to the dog. There's the dog. There's the dog. Oh. Okay. This is going to bother me. I'm not going to lie, but it's got to go. And look, I'm actually shrinking. I think I started out up here somewhere. What do you do with this wall?
We painted over it.
You did?
We painted over it.
Dana, I'm not even kidding. So is it on the door jamb or was it on a chunk of wall?
It's on a chunk of wall.
Okay, that's harder to take.
Look at it, Sam.
It would be impossible to, without some pretty heavy construction and rebuilding. Yeah. So I took a photo.
Oh Dana. My God.
I know it. But Scott, the house is for sale.
You've even got Olivia on there.
I know. I'm pretty sure you might even be on there if we looked. So I painted over.
There's Willem, 6'17", Willem, 1'18".
I know, and now he's like 6'5".
Did you take a really clear picture of it?
I took a great iPhone photo of the wall.
Blow it up and frame it.
Because you know this, Scott, when you move, just hear me out here, the people coming to look at your house don't want to see your children's photos. They are there to imagine what it would be like if they lived in the house. But I'll tell you this.
She bought it with my daughter's
measurements on the door. All the improvements that we've made, that is the last thing that I, quote, fixed. And then even today I was like.
There's Jack, June of 2022.
I know. I go, crank the music. Let's just get it done. And we did it. We did it together.
Did you cry?
No, but now I'm like,
how did you not?
Can't get that back.
So my dad did it on the door frame so that then you just have to take the one piece of trim out and then replace that piece of trim.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
The same color.
This is just a dry wall support space.
Who's Carly?
One of Sophie's very best friends all the way through college roommates at KU.
Okay, she's on there several times.
I know it. These children have been in each other's lives since kindergarten, Scott.
Oh, I think this was a mistake.
What am I supposed to do? Take an entire, what do you call this space where you just walk in? You know what I'm talking about, Sam?
It's
not a door jam. There's no door. It's the area that divides the kitchen and the living room.
It's like the archway.
Yeah, it's an archway. You can't. I mean, I suppose we could have cut into drywall and cut it out, but...
You could have, but it's too late.
I know.
Not going to beat the dead horse.
I know.
Because that horse is dead.
That history's gone.
I'm gonna frame it and send it. I'm going to get 4 little frames and give it to the kids in a frame.
Mm.
I know, right? I mean, they're done growing. There's at least that.
So there is a new idea that I've been seeing on social media for this exact thing where they take a tape measure and paint the outside of the tape measure and like write the kid's name on it.
Yes.
And then each year they mark on the tape measure how tall the kid is.
You can buy like fancy ones now. But back when I got that house 22 years ago, we didn't have that. We just had a Sharpie. I mean, it's a Sharpie marker.
Okay.
I know. You're kind of disappointed in me, aren't you?
Yes.
I had to do it, Scott. It has to be done. I'm vacating at some point.
Now, what I did was I did not take the door. It was a closet door where I would measure Maya over the years, the 11 years that we lived in Ropo. But what I didn't do was paint over it. And when
don't think by now the new owner has painted over it? Because if I were living in my space, I would not want a reminder that somebody else used to be here.
I was in that house several months ago. I open the closet door. It's still there.
No way.
Yes. Way.
Do you know the woman you sold it to? Or
yes,
did you just sneak in a window?
No, it was Sarah's coworker.
Oh.
Remember?
Okay. That's right.
Just army crawling through the guest bedroom.
Don't mind me. I'd like to see Maya's measurements.
Yep, still the same height.
You don't see what you think you see. I'm not here. Look away.
What you should do is sneak in, measure yourself, and be like Scott, 2024.
No, she...
6'1". And just sneak out.
Still standing.
Shrinking.
Still standing, but shrinking. No, she invited me over to see the improvements to the house, and so I went over, and when she wasn't looking, I opened the closet door, and sure enough, there it is. All of Maya's measurements over
the
years.
Very sweet.
Yeah. 913-586.
Including her waist, which was really odd.
7-0-7-0-5.
I keep my daughter's measurements.
Okay. All right. That is inappropriate. 586-7798. 586-7798. What is that?
We are going to save the story of the day until 3 o'clock, and I don't want you to be excited or happy about the story of the day because it's not exciting or happy. It is in a world where the word shocking is overused. It is shocking. I watched Scott's jaw hit the floor.
No, that's true. That's true.
When we told him that one of the most notorious, horrifying monsters of a criminal is not going to be set free. She is free. And it has forced us to go back and look at a case that, quite frankly, Scott, if I could erase what happened out of my memory, I would.
I swiveled in my chair and I said, "What?" And you said it again.
Susan Smith is a free woman.
Mm.
We will talk about it at 3 o'clock.
Mm.
If you don't remember the case, you're probably under the age of about 35. You can Google it. You will get results. You won't sleep the same once you know what it was she did to those two sweet little boys.
So, and wait till you hear what she's done in prison.
Makes me sick. Makes me sick. She is getting out.
Wait till you hear what she's done in prison.
All right. So you know that I am in the middle of a move, and Sam found this story yesterday, and we didn't get to it, and I'm so glad we didn't get to it because I want to talk to you about this, Scott, because you went from living in your little house in Roland Park, like 1,500 square feet,
to 1,000 square feet,
to the Taupe McMansion that is absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
I am leaving the McMansion and have gone back down to 1,500 square feet. So you and I have done the exact opposite in our 50s. And Sam found this story, and I'm going to read the title, How Baby Boomer Boommates Are Beating Inflation and Loneliness. And I'm not a boomer. I want to be very clear about that. But it still tracks.
Noted.
The housing market is booming, baby, as the cost of living remains dangerously high and chronic loneliness continues wreaking havoc on singletons nationwide. Boomers have devised a penny-wise strategy toward combating both epidemics, becoming boom mates. Rather than solo rolling around their huge homes as empty nesters, folks ranging from 57 to 75 are renting out rooms in not-so-humble abodes to housemates within their generation. Think Golden Girls. It's the Golden Girls minus Rue and Bea Arthur, right? The study found...
Do they have to be of the same gender?
Not necessarily. Okay. I think they probably are. The study found that nearly 11.2 million older adults have been, quote, cost-burdened, meaning they have spent well over 30% of their household income on housing costs in recent years. Investigators also determined that homelessness is quickly rising among the elderly due to inflation. We all know how expensive rent is. Strike
property
that.
Property taxes going up.
I did not know how expensive rent was until about 2 months ago. And now I'm learning all kinds of things, Scott. As a new woman about the town.
I told you, people get doomed to renting forever.
So you have a roommate, Sam.
I do.
And you have always complained about this. Not the roommate, because we love your roommate. But you have complained
like
that, like,
roommate.
You have a roommate because the cost of rent is too damn high.
It is impossible to live on your own in an apartment. The difference between a one-bedroom apartment and a two-bedroom apartment is like $300, and it's twice the square feet. How does that make sense?
You're right. It doesn't.
So are people living with other people because they need help with the rent or because they're lonely?
Both, but I think it's more rent heavy than lonely heavy. In fact, sites such as HomeShare Online, formerly Silvernet, has helped silver foxes find their best boom mate matches. I'm 68, said Jim in a testimonial. I rent a room in a beautiful home in a walkable area. My housemate Renee and I have developed a wonderful relationship, and we both hope it continues for a long time. Okay, so that sounds like there's a little something extra going on there, Jim.
In a side story, no.
Cougar Fox.
He added that living as boommates has worked for both of us beyond our preconditions, perceptions, and concerns. Quote, I'm happy as a clam.
Well, I'll tell you.
I bet you are, Jim.
I'll tell you something. When she who shall not be named moved out, and I knew she wasn't moving back in, T and I went and had lunch one day in Lawrence at Papa Kino's. We had pizza. And I said, hey, would you, I said, I've got this big house.
Yeah.
And it's really lonely.
Yeah.
Would you be interested in being my roommate? Because I was lonely. I wasn't looking for romance.
We floated, actually, just in full disclosure, for a while, what if Dana moved in with Scott and stayed on that lower level? Who's we?
You floated that.
You floated it, Sam. I floated it.
I didn't.
I know. But we just thought, you know.
Who's we?
I could kick you a couple $100 a month. You would never even know where I was. That house is so big.
Okay.
Your house is huge. I could live downstairs as a vagrant and you would never even know I was down there.
Okay. Where's Dana? Dana.
I'm telling you, I thought about it.
I'm down here.
But then I thought it would be.
She's in the West Wing.
Full disclosure, I thought it would probably not be great for the show. It would either be great for the show.
It would destroy the show.
No. It's either one or the other. It's either one or the other, Scott. It's either it would set the show on fire because it would be so funny, or it would be a dumpster fire and destroy it.
Latter, not former.
But I think a lot of these boom mates are becoming boom mates in part because of the cost, but also because they just don't want to be shelling out that much money.
Right.
You have a four-bedroom home. Your property tax just went up, if you live in Johnson County, like 700%. You don't want to justify continuing to pay that, and you don't want to go live in an apartment for a similar payment because you feel like you're stepping back in the world and still paying out the same amount.
Well, the original deal with T and me was that she was going to rent out or live in the basement.
Yeah.
And where, you know, there's a living room and there's a bathroom and there's a bedroom.
West wing and a kitchen.
Okay. Stop it. Next thing you know, she moves in and she's sleeping in my bed. Nobody goes down to the basement.
See, I could live down there. You wouldn't even know it, except, I love my new space. I love my new space. But at the time, I am not going to lie, I thought, you know, why don't I just rent a room from Scott in that big old house? We'd never see each other. I'm out. I'm never home. All right. You know I'm never home.
Yeah, but you would come home.
So?
Exactly.
Stumble in, stumble out. What is it? Amble in, stumble out.
913-586-7798. Could you do it?
Could and why is there a stigma? I just mentioned the stigma a second ago. It's seen as stepping back in life.
What do you mean?
Regressing. Because you're moving back into an apartment. The apartment is seen as the up-and-coming, I can't afford anything else option.
Right, but Sam, I think we can take this in this direction, too.
I don't think anymore.
I don't think anymore, and here's why. When I was shopping around for my new space, which I refuse to call an apartment because it's not.
It's a loft.
I refuse to call it an apartment. So when I was shopping around for my new space, I wanted to ask about the demographics. You know, are these 20-year-olds, 40-year-olds, you know, what is it? They're not allowed to tell you that. They're not allowed to give you any demographic information. And I was like, well, do the people who live here look like me or look like Taylor Swift? I mean, just pick. Tell me. They're not allowed to tell you that. Oh. I just so happened to land somewhere where it is predominantly 40 years and older.
So it might as well be a 55 and up community is what she's saying.
It's 40-ish and older.
Is it a retirement community?
No, No.
Dinner's at 4:30.
I knew I was home when I pulled in, and I've got, you know, there's a little garage. It's, you know, I knew when I saw the
lights out at 10.
No. We do get free cappuccino.
In the cafeteria?
And there's dry cleaning. I don't ever have to leave. Everything is done right there. Sam, I'm telling you, this is the new.
Yeah?
It is. And someone asked me the other day, doesn't it bother you flushing that money down? Mm-mm, it doesn't.
Where do you get the free cappuccino?
They've got this whole layout where you just go if you want coffee, you get it.
Yeah, you have to go to the lobby.
It's called the lounge, Sam.
Oh, whatever. Do you have any Grey Poupon?
No, we don't.
I can't see the lounge from my loft.
It's a little small for me to have a roommate. You could totally have a roommate, Scott. And Sam, you guys have to be cramped with two of you in there.
I don't want a roommate.
I'm just saying if you did, you could.
Well, I do.
From the text line, Sam is right. Going back to renting is moving backwards.
I don't know. There's a Jaguar parked in that garage.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Do you guys see that plane that was flying from England to Brazil?
Yes.
30 people hurt. One guy was, he had to be dislodged from the overhead compartments.
Okay. Another situation of extreme clear air turbulence.
Yes.
But why, and we're not getting into a climate debate here, but you have to be honest, regardless of your political beliefs, these stories are happening more frequently for whatever reason.
Clearly.
These are clearly happening more frequently to the point that you can now find news stories like what you should do to protect yourself, wear your seatbelt, in the event that this happens on a plane. Because the Air Europa passengers said they thought they were going to die.
Yes. 30 people were severely injured. One person got lodged into the overhead compartment. Now, I'm watching the news this morning.
Right. Open that bin carefully. I've shifted.
That's some thick plastic.
Not funny, sorry.
I've shifted. Not the contents, I have. But here's what bothered me when I was watching the news this morning, was the reporter was saying, well, you've got to remember, they were talking about climate change. And again, we don't want to make this political, or which how climate change became political, I'll never understand. Regardless, they were saying, well, you've got to remember the plane left from England and it was going to Brazil. Brazil is in the southern hemisphere.
Okay.
Where right now they're having winter. Brazil is on the equator. The weather doesn't change.
Well, it becomes rainy season, but yeah.
It doesn't get cold in Brazil.
Correct.
Have you seen the video from inside that plane?
Yes.
Here's the other thing I will say, Scott.
It's hard not to laugh.
With all of the people that are injured in these types of incidents, it's hard for me to still believe that many people are not buckled
wearing
in.
Their seatbelts.
Because let's say 30 people are injured, okay?
Yep.
That means 30 people are what, all getting up to go to the bathroom at the same time?
No.
You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to stand in the aisle and wait to use the restroom.
Correct.
So let's say 3 people are standing up using the restroom.
All right.
Which means 27 of them are just seated with no seatbelt on.
Why?
Scott, I don't know.
I will not fly without my seatbelt on.
Now, is it all, again, we're not getting into the climate conversation here, but is it all because of the climate? Because we've had changes in temperature that planes have flown through since the dawn of planes flying.
Fair point.
And that is what creates the clear air turbulence. Maybe there's more situations where there is clear air turbulence, but are these the same planes that keep having this problem?
I don't know. The video is basically passengers being taken off the plane on stretchers. You can see blood on the overhead bin compartments. You can see, for the most part, when this video was taken, it doesn't look like panic. I think the panic has subsided because when this plane dropped, it's like 5,000, 20,000 feet or something in a couple of seconds.
Right.
There's almost, I hate to say this, there's almost not time to panic. One minute you're sitting there, and the next minute you're stuck to the ceiling.
But it's not like you immediately go back up into the overhead carriage. So when you're feeling a little bit of rustling and things don't seem right, why don't you just strap in?
I don't know. No, there is no rustling. Sam, explain this. There is no rustling.
If it is happening as they are describing it,
The plane is totally fine, yeah. And in a split second, it drops. What did this one drop?
I have to get
it's
the story.
Always some ridiculous when you look at the radar, like the plane's up here, and then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I can see the ground.
Hang on, I'm looking. Stand by.
ABC does not say how much the plane dropped. So the first
it
severe,
went into a dive.
Clearly enough that somebody ended up in the overhead carriage.
From one moment to the next, the plane destabilized and went straight into a dive. The people who did not have seatbelts went up in the air and hit the ceiling, and they got hurt. Those who had seatbelts on, not so much. But I will tell you this, Scott, if you're sitting next to me and your seatbelt's not on, you are now a human projectile. That is, what goes up is going to come down.
Correct.
You're going to land on me.
That's right. By the way, they now say 40 people were injured.
Oh, my gosh.
The reason I ask about the planes, and by the way, the first one was a Boeing 777, the second one a Boeing 787, is because we had the issue with the MAX jets where a sensor was bad and causing the planes to nosedive.
Right.
Is this another sensor issue? They're both Boeings.
No. They're,
is this even, another sensor
no,
issue?
Even the New York Times is calling this severe turbulence. Oh, my gosh. God.
They're
Scott.
Dana, they are
Scott.
They are pulling him out of the
overhead compartment.
He is fully wedged above
you guys, his everything
area.
From his thighs up are indescribably lodged up inside the overhead compartment. All you see are feet
and pants. Idiot.
By the way, text line says it dropped 2,500 feet.
Okay.
I don't know where they found that.
I don't know what 2,500 feet means. Stop laughing. It's not funny. People have neck fractures.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Can you imagine 1 minute you're seated and the next minute you're up with the luggage? Oh, that's a nice Tumi bag.
Okay. Why would you not wear your seatbelt?
Better question. Is this going to lead to forced seatbelt usage when you are seated? Not we suggest, not the seatbelt light is on. Not you are now free to roam about the cabin. Forced seatbelt usage when you are seated. No exceptions. Stop showing me pictures of the legs. Stop it.
How are they going to enforce that? Just constantly walk down
yes.
the aisle for
yes.
14 straight hours? Yes. Still got your seatbelt on?
It's going to be the new mask. I'm telling you, because the airlines keep getting sued over this, and they're going to say, look, part of this is on the passengers who didn't.
How did he get in there?
Scott, I don't know. I don't know. It is an odd angle. I will give you that.
It's very tricky. Interesting.
Clearly he was up to use the restroom.
40 were treated for injuries.
And then he used the restroom.
In his pants.
23 were taken to the hospital.
Okay. 7 remain hospitalized.
Some of the passengers who received treatment were suffering from shock, but no physical injuries.
So, you know, recently we had Jesse Reed in, and he told me that no matter what the turbulence is, the plane will stay in the air. Planes are designed
correct. To stay in the air.
That is correct.
Yeah, the wings can bend to almost a 90 degree angle before snapping.
So, because the last time he was in, we were talking about a turbulence story. And I said, you know, when we went down to Mexico, there was a brief time, like 2 months ago, whenever it was, where we hit a little bit of turbulence. And I'm like, and that always freaks me out, right? And he goes, never worry about turbulence. Planes are designed to handle it. They yeah. will not. They do not.
You start smelling smoke, I worry.
Yeah,
the
sure.
turbulence,
sure.
even you know, you've flown to Colorado, or if you fly to Vegas, you go over those mountains.
There is what they call a mountain wave
yeah.
turbulence.
Yeah.
Because of the heat that's pushing up the side of the mountain.
Right.
Turbulence itself is common, is typically not dangerous, but Monday's episode is the second such case in less than a month. In June, you remember, a 73-year-old man died. That was Singapore Airlines.
Well, but he had a heart attack.
He's still dead.
Well, all right.
When the flight he was traveling on dropped 6,000 feet in minutes, more than 70 other people on that flight were injured. We talked about this. How are 70 people not seatbelted in? How?
Because they think they're too cool for school? I have no idea.
I'm telling you, on the two long flights that I've been on, everybody on the plane, the second that we were up and at the cruising altitude,
right,
they took take their seatbelts off right. because they were trying to get comfy to sleep.
Never in a million years would I take my... I mean, I might loosen it a little bit so it's not real tight. But at least, I mean, if there's turbulence, all I have to do is... And even if there is turbulence, I'm not leaving my seat.
Listen to this. There's also a correlation between the size of an airplane and its mass. Bigger airplanes have more mass, which helps them move through pockets of turbulent air. Smaller airplanes, in comparison, have less, so typically shake more when exposed to irregular airflow.
Which makes no sense in these cases because these are the biggest planes. That's why I'm saying it doesn't make any sense that it's turbulence.
Just wear your seatbelt, people.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798.
Stop showing me the photo of the legs. God, what is wrong with you?
Look at him.
He's dangling, Scott.
He's been lodged.
She says when it first happened, they couldn't find him.
He's above.
He was lodged so far up into the overhead area of the plane.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBC. By the way, there is a new Nickelback documentary out.
Oh.
On Netflix.
The documentary we didn't know that we needed.
Yes, please. Which, by the way, I have a run, do not walk before we get to the calls.
Okay.
Charles Barkley is one of the latest of David Letterman's guests on My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. Mm-hmm. It is one of the best interviews out of 30 that David Letterman has done that are all outstanding. You will love
Charles Barkley. He's my favorite basketball player.
Your favorite announcer, your favorite commentator. I mean, the stuff that comes out of his mouth is wise and funny and relevant.
What is that stream on?
Netflix.
Isn't Charles Barkley stepping away from
TV?
He is.
It is absolutely outstanding.
Huh. Well, they lost their contract on TNT with the NBA.
Inside the NBA, yeah. Right.
Please check it out. My next guest needs no introduction. Charles Barkley, it is outstanding.
I can't wait.
From the text line, they could install seats on planes like we have in cars with the weight sensors that say whether or not your seatbelt is fastened.
Can you imagine?
Unbuckle your seatbelt.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
All of a sudden, people are killing each other because they're going crazy.
Alex in KCK. Alex, hello.
Hi, great topic. There are several things that I think about. One thing is, you know, we just discovered the number one level 4 hurricane, what's that called? Yeah. Anyway.
They've bumped it to a 5.
It's category 5.
Yeah. Category 5. My God. That's incredible, right? So the jet stream is shifting around and all that stuff. But I'm curious as to how many of the passengers in that plane actually had flight insurance. And do you think that's going to be more popular now? And I got the comment from the guy about the sensor. We could just put in shoulder straps in there, too. But let's face it, when you're on a long flight, you're going over whatever, water, sea, whatever, you got to go to the bathroom sometime during that flight.
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody.
You mentioned flight insurance. Why? What would that have anything to do with?
Well, if you go down with a plane and crash and die, then there's insurance available that you can buy prior to your flight.
I wonder, and Alex, I've never heard anyone bring this up as far as like insurance prior to the flight for injury. I feel like that would be a very extreme, low percentage, I don't want to say return on investment, but you know, this has still only happened twice in a month.
Well, if you get wedged in the overhead compartment, do you want to be insured?
Is there a rider for that?
I don't know.
Do you get some sort of reimbursement for that?
How injured am I?
I
what about my ego? That's
right?
Injured.
Well, I'm the one who didn't wear my seatbelt.
And by the way, he mentioned the over-the-shoulder straps. With all the fighting that we've had over the seatbelts that we currently have on planes and how they're not feasible for certain passengers, the over-the-shoulders are not going to go.
Jane in Lee's Summit. Jane, hello.
Hey there. I was a platinum medallion for probably a decade or more and on Delta. And I can tell you that these poor flight attendants have so much to do.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that they're there for safety purposes, not to police all these things. I can remember so vividly them going down, up and down the aisle. Sir, you'll have to end that telephone call now. And not 2 minutes later, coming back saying the same thing. Ma'am, you need to close your computer.
Yeah.
We need to compose. It's too much. It's just too much. And I think we've hit upon some.
Oh, man, Jane, she cut out. And I want to still talk to her. Because she brought up the computer and
I'm going to put her on hold.
Okay, let's see if we can get her back. She brought up the computer and the cell phone. I understand during takeoff and landing, you don't want laptops flying around. I understand that.
Right.
Why not just let people have their cell phones? Stop saying, make sure you're in airplane mode so that you could focus on something more important like put your seatbelt on.
Is it really a danger to use your cell phone while the plane is in the air?
I don't think with modern frequency, the way that cell phones operate, that it will interrupt
ever.
The airplane's
It's been
frequency.
A real world experience on every flight for the last bajillion flights.
So what is the issue? The fear that people are going to talk on their phone
and be annoying
to other passengers?
I believe that is correct, yeah.
Shirley in Blue Springs. Jane, hang tight. Get to higher ground. Shirley, hello.
Hey, how are you today? Thank you, big fan, and thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you.
I listen to you wherever I go. I have the app. I love you like travel.
Thank you.
In the car, at home, like everywhere I go. My kids think I'm crazy, but I just really enjoy it. But I work for a major airline. And right now I fly out of San Francisco to Singapore, China, Hong Kong. The seatbelt issue is always a problem. Right now, the airline says we're there to inform, not enforce. We're not police people. If they choose not to wear their seatbelt, we do consistent cabin checks, 15, 20 minutes. The seatbelt sign comes on. We have bassinets that hook to the wall, and children are not supposed to be in there if the seatbelt sign is on. Yet passengers continually put their children on the floor. Because I fly red-eye flights, they're really 14, 15-hour flights. On the floor, they're laying on the floor, they're all over the place. It's like the previous caller, and I'm sorry I lost her because I was really enjoying that conversation. It's a constant battle. Cell phones are difficult because people don't listen to the safety demonstration. They think they know everybody. They're on their phone. They're not supposed to be making phone calls. Everything to this point has become a constant battle. I thought soundproof headphones were a battle, but now it's everything else.
Shirley, I'm glad you brought up the fact that no one pays attention to the instructions, because do you remember a couple of years ago, there was a forced emergency landing, okay? And someone took a photo, like a selfie, of everyone in the plane, and it was wide enough that you could see several rows back.
Yes.
Some of the masks were on people's ears. Some of them were on the nose. Some of them were on the mouth.
But not on the nose.
Right. And a flight attendant saw that photo, and it went viral online and circled, no, 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 wrong.
Now,
no one did it correctly, because all these years, no one has paid attention to what you're really supposed to do when the mask drops.
There have been flight attendants that fly for a certain airline that we all love so much that you can't pick your seat on, if you know which one I'm talking about,
Southwest.
Who have gotten grief because they have made that safety speech fun, where they rap it or they sing it to the tune of a song, and they say that that's taking safety too lightly. But it forces people to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So should we all just start, you know,
have most of us already been on enough flights where we kind of already know what they're going to say?
I would agree with you, except for the fact that Dana just talked about a picture where however many people.
Yeah, all of them, Sam. Yeah. It was all of them.
Yeah.
Not a single person had done it correctly.
By the way, Alex and KCK texted in and said the insurance policy would be accidental dismemberment for getting lodged into the ceiling of the plane.
All right.
It wasn't dismembered. It was accidental.
Memberment.
Stuckament.
Memberment into the overhead carriage.
Overhead binment.
You're going to lodge a complaint?
I was membered.
Wow. Wow.
Just put on your seatbelt. I don't know why it's so hard. I remember when...
Unless you're up going to the bathroom and then, you know,
which is
nature
fine.
Calls.
Yep.
But then you would only have two or three people injured. You wouldn't have 70
Correct.
Or 30 or whatever.
And I remember when we were coming back from Cancun 2 months ago. There was a guy in front of us, and he literally took off. I hate this song. He took off his seatbelt, and he just laid down. The flight was half empty, And he just laid down in the three seats in front of us. And I thought to myself, man, if there is turbulence, you are going straight through the roof. Straight through the roof.
Up and in. Up and in.
As I fastened my seatbelt and tightened it. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.